You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 63.
In this episode, we're going to talk about and teach you how to frame your focus. Let's go. Guys, welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, where the intent of the show is to give you tools to be your best self, to be authentic, to be present in the moment, and to dominate. Because we believe if you can win the inner game,
you can dominate the outer game.
Kill it. Crush it. Exactly. And we have some exciting news for you listeners out there. Again, thanks for tuning in. Team Money, we're now on Spotify.
Yes.
What else?
Google Podcasts. Really, anywhere that you can listen to a podcast, we're on. So
that's so exciting. Yeah. But you guys, we're so pumped that you're here. But we want to give a shout out. We got a little review on the podcast. Team Money, you want to share that out?
New review, yep. This is from DBoom11. Want to improve your mental, physical, or spiritual aspects of your life? Invest your time in these podcasts. It's worth it. This is the real deal. Listen if you want hope.
Man, Doug, you're a beast. Thank you so much for that review. It means so much to us. And guys, the best compliment you can give is to share the podcast, to really share the word that, hey, it's more than just physical and skill work. Mm-hmm. Investing in your mental game is the best investment you can make. But so, T-Money, we are talking about focus today.
Big one.
About big one. Getting locked in and having tools to focus on less, not more, and to be completely present and to block out the noise, to quiet the noise. There's so much stimulus around us. From the competition, from other peers, socially, coaches, parents, stress at work, at school, in life, social media, news, there's all kinds of noise. So, Team Money, how are you when you step on that golf course, when you step up to take a test, show up at school? How do you quiet the noise? How do you stay focused?
Breathing.
Is it hard?
It is. Yes.
Maybe think about what are some triggers for you?
About like they get me off focus?
Yeah.
I think one thing, especially when I'm golfing, like I had a tournament yesterday, and during my tournament, it's like I'm worried about the end result and not the now. And that's what gets me off focus is I'm thinking, okay, if I par the rest of the holes, the last three holes, I can shoot in 85 when I should be thinking, all right, what are we going to do with this shot right now?
Mm.
And I think that's kind of been hurting me a little bit. I mean, I played fine, but it was – I think that's kind of something that I need to work on a little bit, is that the worrying about the now and not the end result, not the future.
Focus on the root, not the fruit.
Exactly.
To be where your feet are,
yeah.
To be where your breath is. Mm-hmm. So, listeners, I'm going to – draw a line for Tanner on this whiteboard. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm drawing two lines that are horizontal. How many lines do you see there?
Two.
That's what most people would say. There's actually three.
The invisible one?
The one right in the middle.
I was about to say that.
So there's three. So if you look at this line, I think a lot of people and performers get stuck because the top line is your past, or vice versa. The bottom is your past. The other one is your future. But if we can focus on the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Present. In one of the greatest movies of all time, 80s movie, Rocky IV. Rocky was getting beat up by the Russian Ivan Drago. He's like, I see three of them. And then the dude's like, hit the one in the middle. Hit the one in the middle.
Yeah.
So that's really training your brain to be focused. We can't control the past or the future.
Yeah.
What we can control is just saturating ourselves in the moment, being present, enjoying the moment. And man, I had a moment yesterday where I'm more in tune to being mm-hmm. present now that I've like had this learning and this growth about mindset and being present, being focused. And our neighbors, what's up, the Martins, they're on a trip at Priest Lake, and they have a dog named Koa. And we like walk the dog, we feed the dog mm-hmm. for them every day. And I was taking Koa on a walk out in there. They have a huge backyard. And I heard one of those coolest sounds that we take for granted. His neighbor was mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
And it was like 7:30 on a summer night. Heard that noise of mowing the lawn. Uh-huh. I heard the birds chirping. I just was like, I'm just going to just soak in this moment right now. Yeah. Just appreciate the small things.
Present. Yeah.
And be just completely present and just give gratitude and mm-hmm. give thanks for just a simple noise of hearing someone mowing their lawn, hearing the birds, you know, seeing a dog run around, super happy, super joyful. So this little lesson, this is a mindset tool that I use myself mm-hmm. called Frame Your Focus. Now, Dr. Colleen Hacker from PLU, who was a USA women's soccer coach for several years, and this is also a tool used by a lot of other mindset coaches. They use what's called box breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So you would trace a box in your mind with your breath. So the bottom, you would take an inhale, then you would pause for a count. You'd go up the box and you would exhale. That's the top line of the box. You'd pause. That's the downside. You just do this cycle just with your breath. You trace mm-hmm. a box with your breath. But I tried that a few times. I didn't like it. So I teach using a triangle to frame your focus.
Mm-hmm.
So let me I just taught this to Tana recently. So guys, I want you to visualize you're in a classroom.
Yeah.
You see a whiteboard. I want you to picture yourself getting up out of your seat, grabbing a marker, and drawing a triangle on that whiteboard, a big triangle. I want you to sit down in your seat, look right at that triangle. Now, using your breath, shape and frame your focus on that shape of that triangle. So let's start from the bottom right. With your inhale, shape the bottom, trace the bottom part of that triangle. Now pivot on your exhale, trace the left side of the triangle. On your exhale, wait, no, the inhale now, trace the right side of the triangle. And you just use this mm-hmm. cycle over. You just trace the triangle with your breath. Inhale, pivot, exhale, mm-hmm. pivot, inhale, pivot, exhale. Those three shapes. So, and then the second part of this is once you visualize and seen that triangle is to count to 10 and see a number inside of that shape. Hey, we're on a live podcast. We got people coming in. But so let's just do the exercise, T Money.
Yeah.
Should we do it really quick? Should I just kind of walk you through it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, all right, everybody, let's get comfortable. Let's just frame our focus. You can, if you're walking, if you're driving, that's fine. Keep your eyes open. But if you're somewhere by yourself, you can have your eyes shut. So I use this tool when I'm trying to go to sleep. If I wake up, if I have 30 seconds to a minute to myself, I want to quiet the noise, I just use this exercise. So I want to invite you guys just to be still, be present. So I want you to picture a triangle in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take a slow inhale, trace the bottom part of the triangle, pause for a count. Now exhale and trace the left side of the shape. Take another inhale, trace the right side of that shape. Now just do this exercise now. I love it. Now, let's count to 5 in that triangle. Now, when you exhale, see the number 1, see the number 2. So count to 5, but just frame your focus with that triangle and count to 5 and see that number inside of that shape. I love it. Now, hey, the theme of this is to quiet the noise.
Yeah.
You may have heard in the background, we're at New Level 360. It's a fitness gym and a baseball training facility where there's some ropes, some noise, but sometimes in life there's going to be some noise.
Yeah.
So, Tanner, I asked you, like, when do you think you would use this?
Definitely on the golf course. when I'm getting ready, if I'm at a tournament, when I'm getting ready to tee off, or if I'm just walking my ball and I'm in a little bit of a struggle at the moment, just quieting the noise, framing my focus, and just getting back to the present and getting back to where I play my best.
I know some like fighters in MMA, I've heard a few of them say, you know, that pre-fight walk, or that, you know, that like 20 minutes, half an hour, you're about to go to war. If you let your mind do what it wants to do, it's going to go negative. It's going to think of fear. It's going to think of, you know, bad things happening. But if you can have a system to frame your focus, whether it's through self-talk, whether it's thinking about the actions you want to achieve, if you can kind of picture and see yourself and make a highlight reel, or use your breath and use a system to frame your focus with tracing a shape or whatever, for you, whatever works, I would experiment. And this is a really powerful tool to help you guys quiet the noise, stay present, and hit the one in the middle. Not the past, not the future, but right now. Hey guys, we care about you. If you like this episode, share with a friend, give us a rating, give us a review, and team money. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless. We'll be right back.